This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today at midday by Lori Carter of Comstock for our midday market discussion. And Lori, just getting the USDA WASDE report for July in our hands. What are we looking at in the report?
So what I see so far, a quick look at it, is that a little bit of negative numbers for wheat in general, not in a huge way, but the market is reacting that way, not any different than it was prior to the report, though. September Kansas City wheat down 10, Chicago down 11 and 3 quarters. Over on the corn and the soybeans, we got some friendly surprises, not on production estimates, but as far as stocks numbers, 23-24 stocks, lower than expected on both corn and beans, and then that spilling into projected stocks for next year's too, beneath expectations. So those markets both reacting positively. September corn's up 3, December corn's up 5, August soybeans are down 3.25, but November's are up 3.75.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Brett Young. Brett Young. August 12th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. With Need to Breathe. Reserve seats on sale now at iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets. Don't miss Brett Young Live.
September corn up 3.25 at 4.03.5. August soybeans down 2.25 at 11.14.75. August soybean meal down 2.30 at 3.40.10. August soybean oil up 22 cents at 47.34. Chicago wheat down 11.5 at 5.59.75. Minneapolis wheat down 11.5 at 6.07.25. Kansas City hard red wheat down 9.25 at 5.74.5. September oats up 4.75 at 3.19 even. On the Merck, August live cattle down 35 cents at 181.90. August feeder cattle up 87 cents at 257.02. August lean hogs up $1.77 at 88.45. August pork cutout down 75 cents at 98 even. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at 19.77. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.